This is Radio Nepal. I am TK Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli rules out amnesty to inhuman and heinous conflict-era crimes, vows to deliver justice to conflict victims through transitional justice-related commissions. Nepali Congress office bearers meeting stresses need for strong coordination and balance among political parties in ruling coalition. Vitamin A and deoming tablets being administered to 2.2 million children coming Saturday and Sunday. And Hamas accuses Israel of weaponizing it as Gaza's hunger crisis worsens. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has clarified that inhuman and heinous crimes committed during the conflict cannot be forgiven while taking the transitional justice to the conclusion. Inaugurating the 6th National Convention of the National Ex-Army and Police Organization of Nepal today, Prime Minister Oli said that the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and the Commission of Investigation on Disappeared Persons would carry out works to provide justice to the conflict victims, stating that there would be no further delay in the formation of these commissions. The head of the government made it clear that any kind of murder, violence activities that disturb religious harmony and anarchy would not be acceptable, as the country has already adopted the democratic system after defeating authoritarianism. The Nepali Congress has concluded that there is a need for more coordination and balance among the parties within the ruling coalition. Party spokesperson Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat said today's meeting of the office bearers and former office bearers held at President Sher Bahadur Deuba's residence in Budanelakanta today pointed out the need for strong coordination among the parties in the coalition. Dr. Mahat said that the issues of the government needing to increase its speed was raised in the discussion. He also cited President Sher Bahadur Deuba as saying that there is continuous dialogue with Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli on this issue. Referring to CPN Mao Center Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda's statement of the government collapsing, the spokesperson of the party said it is a natural statement from a party in the opposition. He said that the government will not fall based on what the opposition says. Meantime, the meeting also discussed issues such as analysis of the overall political situation, teachers' movement and party organizational structure, upcoming central committee meetings. 2.2 million children throughout the country are being administered vitamin A and deoming tablets coming Saturday and Sunday. The Ministry of Health and Population is administering vitamin A coming Saturday and Sunday under the National Vitamin A Program. According to the Department of Health Services, vitamin A capsules will be administered about to 2.2 million children aged 6 months to 55 months under the National Vitamin A Program. On the same day, around 1.9 million children between the ages of 1 and 5 will be given deoming tablets. On the same day, malnutrition tests will also be carried out on children. About 52,000 female health volunteers and 15,000 health workers will be mobilized in the National Vitamin A Program. The government has implemented an act related to the production and sale of iodized salt after 26 years of its enactment. The act was promulgated in 2000. The act came into implementation after a meeting of the Council of Ministers on the 15th of April passed a proposal to this effect, presented by Minister for Health and Population, Pradeep Poojal. With the implementation of the Act, the legal way has been opened to work on solving the health problems found in children due to the excessive intake of iodine, which was pointed out by research conducted by the Health Ministry. It was stated that the Act would come into effect after notification on the issuance of the Act is published in the Government Gazette. The notification on the issuance of the Act was published in the Gazette on the 15th of January in 1999. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Internet डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14# हाश डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। CPN Mao Senator and former Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has stressed the need for amending the constitution for political stability. Addressing a press conference organized by Press Center Nepal in Rupandehi today, Chair Dahal expressed concern that the CPN-UML and the Nepali Congress had brought the issue of constitution amendment during the formation of the government but failed to proceed ahead with it. The Mao Senator also said that the constitution amendment is necessary for stability and it should be reviewed and amended within 10 years. Stating that his party has no interest in toppling down the government, he said that the awareness campaign has been launched to establish the rights of the people. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Hamas has accused Israel of openly using starvation as a weapon of war, a day after Israel's defense minister pledged to maintain a blockade on aid entering Gaza. Al Jazeera reports aid deliveries into the Palestinian territory have been halted since the 2nd of March, weeks before Israel broke a temporary ceasefire. By restarting aerial bombardment on the 18th of March and later relaunched its ground assaults. Speaking on Wednesday, Israel's Defense Minister Israel Katz described the blockade as main pressure level against Hamas, saying that there were no plans to ease restrictions. In response, Hamas condemned Katz's remarks as a public admission of committing a war crime. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs has said that it will pay no attention to United States President Donald Trump's tariff number game after the White House suggested Chinese exports are facing tariffs of up to 245%. The White House disclosed the latest tariff rates in the fact sheet earlier this week. According to Al Jazeera, the fact sheet includes Trump's recent 125% tariff and earlier 20% tariff imposed in response to Beijing's alleged failure to curb fentanyl exports to the U.S. Beijing's remarks on Thursday echoed those made last week by the Ministry of Finance, who has described Trump's escalating tariff as a joke because they no longer have any economic significance. China's tariff on U.S. goods stands at 125%, but Beijing has also taken other non-tariff punitive measures, including limiting the release of Hollywood films. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, along with the hill regions, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi and Mades provinces, and at one or two places of Madhya province, along with Bagmati, Lumbini and Karnali provinces. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli rules out amnesty to inhuman and heinous conflict-era crimes, vows to deliver justice to conflict victims through transitional justice-related commissions. Nepali Congress office bearers meeting stresses need for a strong coordination and balance among political parties in ruling coalition. Vitamin A and Duoming tablets being administered to 2.2 million children coming Saturday and Sunday. And Hamas accuses Israel of weaponizing aid as Gaza's hunger crisis worsens. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.